Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to speak against the motion. So the motion lets us remind what it is about. It is that the role of the state is solely defined as curing market or system failures. Government shall not infringe upon market forces, right? So it is actually, the way I read it is actually based on three arguments. First is that the market and the state are two separate realities, almost antagonistic, that innovation in the market is an end on itself. And then there is only one possible role of the state, which is actually correcting market failures. I'm going to refute one on each of those three arguments. So the way we can actually look at it is it actually the state against the market? Are those two antagonistic realities, or are they actually more intertwined? So the answer is, of course, they are more intertwined. Markets, you know, in contemporary societies as the one we are living in, markets do not exist in pure forms detached from anything else. Perhaps back in when we were in the caves, humans were in the cave many thousand, 70,000 years ago, there was a pure, kind of market. But in that situation, markets kind of pretty quickly to enable to functioning properly, they need to kind of create some kind of organizations. They are organized by some institutions. And the more advanced societies become, the more formalized those institutions become. So today we have a whole range of different social institutions, both formal and informal. And when we talk about formal institutions, that we are talking about the state. So a well-functioning market needs well-functioning state, rule of law, taxation, fair taxation, control of competition authorities, and setting up some kind of standards, technical and behavioral standards. So it's not antagonistic to the market. It's part, it's kind of part of the same kind of complex reality. So basically, when we are talking about innovation policy, typically, we have been thinking about promoting traditionally, that will be kind of basically here. That will be kind of, we give money for the science and expanding the human frontiers of human knowledge in order to create exactly this kind of, when there are a lot of risks that Reinhilde was mentioning. And so we actually believe that there will be kind of, some creating some a lot of value on its own, also expanding, and also eventually also some economic value. We might also have, supporting more definitely kind of some kind of, industrial type of related type of research in order to kind of improve competitiveness and economic growth and eventually more and better jobs. So competitiveness and industrial kind of advance is actually an end for an overall goal for innovation. And then also we actually have now more growingly a recent focus on this kind of, is that okay? Sorry, it's not my time, right? Not yet. Okay. Oh my goodness. So we're thinking more about innovation for solving problems, and it can be the type of problems that Reinhilde was actually mentioning, the kind of, maker failure. But, I think that there are actually far too many other types of problems, right? So competitiveness, the improvement of our economic growth and jobs is one among other type of problems. It's not just the only problem. So the key thing is actually who's going to solve those problems, who's going to kind of identify those problems, and who's going to kind of, generate kind of the change that is needed, both in market but also in non-market activities. And here we have to kind of, engage with a huge new kind of different types of actors, and not just industry. We also need to take into consideration that there are some opportunities coming up that, of course, we want to kind of support and accelerate those opportunities, but also as a, you know, from the point of view of investment, from not only kind of, you know, financial investment, but also social and political investment. But the role of the state is actually quite different in these different kind of, you know, contexts. I showed that slide yesterday. Here we have an opportunity of blockchain being used in the creation of alternative currencies, but blockchain can also be used in many other things, among them shipping industry or energy provision. We also have, and then there, the role of the state will be quite different. In smart cities, the role of the state is quite different as well, because it's much more into co-creation of some kind of, you know, problems that, of course, there has to be some market dimension to it, otherwise they don't become sustainable in the long run. But it's not only about the state, it's also about creating value for the citizens that live in that city. When we are talking about also kind of changing enhancing this kind of improving our energy systems, becoming much more kind of, you know, energy efficient, but also in terms of renewable energies, this transition or those changes are not as easily, and they cannot sometimes be only based on market, because, you know, markets are, you know, kind of not kind of having the incentives in the long run. And also sometimes you might have, like in the automated vehicles, a lot of technological opportunities, but you don't have any kind of, you know, you have a solution, but you don't have a problem. And sometimes what happens is there that if those kind of systems are going to be put in place, the market is definitely not enough. You need a whole range of changing, a whole very complex range of regulatory solutions that are already there. So the key thing here that actually I'm going to kind of argue for is that there are different multiple roles of the state in the transformation of socio-economic systems and providing value, which are not only based on market. So it's not only about market fixing, not even either to create new markets through the entrepreneurial role of the state, which is, it's actually very much thinking on the market, right? It is also having an understanding that the state has lots of tons of different roles, like a watchdog, a damage control, a facilitator, a lead user, a gatekeeper, promoter, advocate, initiator, negotiator, enabler of social engagement. So a whole bunch of different roles of the state, not just fixing or the market, or not just creating some entrepreneurial, creating more market. So how the state interact with private, non-profit, and private for-profit agents of change, that is actually going to be kind of crucial. But also how the change in those kind of, you know, socio-technical systems are going to be created and sustained in the long run. So it's, you know, we need as much the market as we also need non-market dynamics in order to support this kind of, you know, change in the direction that we as a society want, also decided in democratic terms. So this is my motion against the, yeah, thank you.